find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live on this Tuesday, the 6th of February, 2007, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, here in Round Rock, Texas. Today's guest, Robert Chapman, international forecaster. Have him up in just a couple of minutes. Some programming note, ladies and gentlemen, worth tuning into. You've heard the story about Ed Brown out there in New Hampshire, the man that, literally been attacked by the IRS. The gentleman is held up on his property, his 100 acres out there in New Hampshire, and he's not walking back into their courtroom. Tried to make an offer, tried to make a deal. They don't want the money. They want a conviction and the money. Well, you can hear it directly from Ed Brown's own mouth on this network from 1 to 2 p.m. And that is Central Time, and that is on 12-180 on your shortwave dial. Also on Internet, satellite, and various other locations throughout the country. Very glad to have him up. The best offense, or I should say rather, and they use this in football terms, the best defense is a good offense, rather than as many people have gone down before without a voice on the air. This time, he has the ability to broadcast every single day. He's on Monday through Friday on this network. And again, that time slot is 1 to 2 p.m. on 12.180 on your shortwave dial, as well as streamed on our site. And that's for the time being, ladies and gentlemen. I must say that we're literally hours away from getting www.rbnlive.com. Had to go the hard route for people that don't like to play fair with a TRO that has already been put in place. And I never thought that I had to go out there and trademark and protect, but apparently that's what you need to do in today's world. When you have disgruntled people, well, there are no guarantees, ladies and gentlemen. I thought we were fighting the New World Order. I didn't know that we were fighting ourselves. But to suffice it to say, this network is continuing its operations, and everything will be back to normal literally within hours. So we thank you for your support out there. We've got a few crackpots that have sent us some angry emails, not knowing fact from fiction, and we understand that. But at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your continued support for this network, and RBN will continue with great programming, and will always make the additions as necessary to the programming. Coming up on break here, we'll be back on the other side. Still waiting for Bob Chapman's newsletter. For some reason, it didn't come over to me today. So we'll have to get that, and then we'll kick off this Tuesday edition as my regularly scheduled guest, Bob Chapman, Mr. Robert Chapman, and the international forecaster. Great newsletter, ladies and gentlemen. Over 100,000 people read this worldwide. We'll be right back with my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman. Call in number 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Another programming note, adding a new program on Saturday evenings, and that will be 9 to 11 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central Time. The author of World War III, Mr. Jack Otto, will be joining the network, and that starts this Saturday. So we appreciate Jack and all of his efforts. He's retooling his book, adding more information to it. As soon as he gets it prepped and ready to run, this thing will be put out in paperback form for all people that want to know the truth and want to read the history. This man has put together his book, over 20 years of gleaning information, research, and study. I think you will find that program rather fascinating. So again, that's on Saturday evening, and that will be from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time. And of course, the shortwave frequency is 5.050. And I have with me Bob Chapman. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon, John Stadtmiller. How are you today?
Well, I'm flying blind a little bit here, my friend, because I did not get your newsletter.
We sent it three times. We just sent it perhaps 5 minutes ago again.
Okay. It has not come through, sir.
Well, I think we got some gremlins in there stopping things.
Well, as I said, I'm flying blind on this deal. I've not had a chance to read your newsletter. So if you would, sir, just fire away.
Well, I think one of the important things that are going on is that our Secretary of the Treasury told us today that in probably September, we're going to run out of money again. Now, I think they're up to $8.9 trillion. So I would guess they'll go for maybe $10.3 trillion this time. Sort of like a circus. And they just sit there in the Treasury Department and they tell the Federal Reserve, after Congress approves it, which they do every time, print it up and we'll shovel it out the front door. Or as Ben Bernanke says, if we have problems, we'll drop money from helicopters. And we publish in the International Forecaster M3, which the Federal Reserve has not published since last March. It's been almost a year now. And we are only one entity of three that I know of that estimates what M3 is. M3 is the money and credit that's been issued by the Federal Reserve over some period of time. And if you add in the monies which are created, mostly credit, by other kinds of entities that are privately owned as opposed to the federal government and the Fed, which is also privately owned, it comes to about 14%. So that means that people who are holding dollars have got a problem because they continue to lose money because the amount of money and credit outstanding continues to increase in what one would call leaps and bounds. And this has been going on for the last 4 years. And incidentally, they're doing the same thing in Europe and in England. I guess most people think of England as part of Europe, but it is an island apart, if you may. And they are all doing the same thing as well. So everybody is creating lots of inflation. And of course, these countries in the European, in the Eurozone, and also in the United States, the central banks and the governments are telling us that inflation is somewhere around 3 to 3.5%, when in fact it's probably over 10. And I see there have been a number of other economists who just recently have been saying that they think that inflation is about 8.5%. So we're starting to get close. And I should throw in there that the figures that come from the United States government have been so dramatically changed and fudged upon, if you may, since the mid-1980s in this journey in false statistics began under the Reagan administration, and the Clinton administration brought it to a fine art. But just about every figure that comes from the Commerce Department of the Bureau of Labor Statistics is bogus. It's a lie. And it's a sad commentary because it doesn't leave the analyst and the economist and the corporate planner of the business. It doesn't leave them much room to be able to make decisions which affect their businesses, which are so important to them. And during this past year, the president of Toll Brothers, which is a building company, they're in construction of homes, said, well, we just followed what the government said was going on, and that's why we planned to and did build as many homes as we did. And I felt like saying to the poor soul, well, you ought to take more time to discover that the government doesn't tell the truth.
Well, on the issue, you brought up the possible raising of the national debt, the ceiling. Now, Congress just last year voted to up the cap on the national debt. I think they voted it up to $8.5 trillion. But now they're saying that, well, they might have to up that. But I remember a couple of years ago, the Office of Management and Budget putting out, and I guess they have to do this by newspaper to make it legal, but they did a posting that the true debt and obligations of the federal government for both past, present, and future obligations of said government was over $51 trillion. And, of course, those figures were way low. The national debt if you can consider that. And a lot of people, Bob, can confuse that with goods and services and the functioning of the government, just as if they believe now, and nothing's ever been put out of mainstream media out there to say about the federal income tax, and not one dime of that tax that is collected goes for any structured running of the government. It is to simply pay the debt, the interest debt, on the outlandish amount of money that they have spent us into oblivion. But again, going back to that that debt ceiling limit, they can raise it to $10 trillion. But in your perusals here, in your investigations, what you have seen, what is the actual debt that the United States government finds itself in right now?
Well, they hide a lot of their figures, but the minimum is $71 trillion, and it could be as high as $100 trillion. But I use a lower figure just to be conservative, if you may. And so that's a total federal commitment. This is the money that they have to pay out in the future, and most of it is for things that are off budget. They're called entitlements, and that's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, government pensions, and many other things. And these are some horrific numbers. And, you know, they say governments can't go bankrupt. Well, I get news for you. They do. And how they do it is they just devalue their currency by allowing it to fall against other currencies and gold. And that's how they do it.
Well, and Bob, the people that are holding debt from the United States government right now, holding our paper, I have a sneaking suspicion what I have seen, and especially in light of the United States Supreme Court ruling about eminent domain, that the only thing that we really have in this country, because we are way loaded with debt, the only thing that we actually have is infrastructure and business, established business and business opportunity. As we've just learned last week, and I was kind of shocked that Michigan was contemplating doing this, was selling off to a foreign entity their actual state lotto. Now, Indiana and Illinois have already done it. Of course, we see the toll roads going up there, the infrastructure, selling out the infrastructure to foreign interests for profit motive. But to touch the state lotteries, is this what's starting to transpire, to privatize these things? Because the only thing that we really have left, Bob, is hard assets, business infrastructure, and real property.
Well, if you go back to 1922, there was an excellent, brilliant piece written on this subject. And when I first read it, I thought the writer was a communist. And then as I got into it, I could see that he was a corporatist fascist. And his name was Benito Mussolini. Now, we have the same government in America today as Italy and Germany had during the 1930s. And that government is one of corporatism. That government is one, as you've just said, of the privatization of everything that moves. And the things that they can't privatize, they will regulate. The hallmark of fascism is government by regulation. And I think that probably less than 1% of Americans realize what kind of government we have, where it's going, and you pointed out that it's privatization, and privatization leads to totally controlled government.
We have a de facto government, my friend, that is totally out of control. Malfeasance, I remember these lines out of the Jimmy Stewart movie that he did shortly after World War II. It's a wonderful life. And whereas they talk about fractionalized reserve banking, and they even mentioned the term Rockefeller. These are the same people that set our gold standard, the price of what it sells on the world markets, every single morning. We've got to take this break. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Questions and comments for my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman, international forecaster. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we are back with my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman, the international forecaster. 100,000 plus people worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, receive this email. It can be sent out hard copy or email, I must say. And people are being kept abreast of the real financial situations. So people, and you alluded to this earlier, Bob, how is anybody in this country supposed to conduct business or commerce when the facts and the information they're getting from our own government, the Commerce Department, is, shall we just say, and be kind about it, tainted or at least minimized on the financial impact that what they're doing is having on this economy?
You know, it's interesting. Today I received a letter from a competitor, and this competitor is as far away from any kind of conspiracy theory you could ever hear of. And he said that the figures coming from the government are utterly worthless. And this one, this is a newsletter that is shaped for and goes to daily to the corporate world throughout the world. He doesn't compete in the market that I do. I'm in the individual investor world, and he's in the corporate world. And for him to say that is very, very revealing, because heretofore he's refused to come out with that kind of a statement. So what I'm saying is the word's getting around, and sooner or later they either got to stop it or no one's going to listen to anything and guess.
Let's go to the phones. Henry in Connecticut. You're up with Bob Chapman. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, hi.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Robert, can you give us a hint? Is it HSL, if you know what I mean?
No. It's not the Harry Schultz letter, which is a wonderful letter, incidentally. It's called the Gartman letter, G-A-R-T-M-A-N. It's out of Virginia, whereas Harry, I think, now is publishing in Belgium, and Harry has lived in Europe for, well, since 1964, if I believe.
Yeah, he's living where I'd like to live, except for the European Union. I don't go for that. Yeah, the only thing is that I think the international, one advantage of the international forecaster, I think, has I've seen over the Schultz letters, they cover stuff with M3 and other things that some of the others don't cover in the international forecaster. One question. Have you heard of Richard Dennis? I'm sure you may be.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And Richard
Dennis. From time to time, I've read things that he's written. Usually I see them on the Daily Reckoning. And we go through probably somewhere between 350 and 400 pieces of research a day. And,
oh, really? Oh, wow.
Hmm. You know, we get 37 publications in five languages. And then on top of that, we get the normal English version. Listen, we start at 4 o'clock in the morning and don't finish until 10 o'clock at night.
Well, the one of that thing is, oh, yeah. All right, well, what I wanted to, I was thinking about buying, you heard of Russell Sands. He's a student of Richard Dennis with the Turtle system. And so I was thinking what you may think of Richard Dennis's Turtle system.
I quite frankly can't say because I don't know enough about it and I haven't studied it.
Oh, okay.
I got to be honest, I don't know.
Okay. Now, one final thing and I'll go because I know I have many callers. You say inflation is over 10%. Would 11.6 be an accurate percentage?
Well, that's the figure that I gave out for the increases in M3 just recently, and if you add in, pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead. Now, I said I must be psychic.
If you add
11.6,
yeah. If you add in the credit that is created through derivatives and through banks, et cetera, you're looking at 14%. And the same figures are true, if not slightly higher, in England and Europe right now, and they've been that way over there for 2 years. We've been doing it for 4 years.
Uh-huh. So it's actually 14%, really.
The figures are preposterous.
Okay, so inflation,
I mean, the public just doesn't have a clue, nor do they care.
Who doesn't care now?
The public.
Oh, the public. Why are some people talking about it? I will tell you this. There definitely is a push. Let me ask this. Since you do a lot of research, and you're excellent with this, is it true that most Americans now, at least recently, maybe for the past year, haven't bothered with credit cards as much or don't use them or prefer to use debit cards? Because, you know, they got debit cards out there now, like All Access, like Netspend, that you don't, rather than even getting it from the bank, you could use that anywhere and you put money onto it, and yet the fee that you use to use it, like a credit card, is only a dollar. What I'm saying is that, is it that the Americans using less credit cards now or don't bother with them as much? And the reason why I suspect that is because when I go to Bank of America, and a couple other sources too, but especially even Bank of America, they're literally trying to pay you $50. I got some of the other solicitation from something in the mail once a while ago, where they're now, which they didn't do a few years ago, you know, different banks now, not all of them, where they want to pay you extra money if you take on a credit card. So I'm wondering if maybe people aren't bothering with that anymore as much or as many.
All right. Bob, save that response.
Okay.
Henry, hang on a second.
Okay.
800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your opportunity to talk to an individual, Mr. Bob Chapman, that has the information about the markets, financial, what is actually going on with the housing market, credit, you name it. Here's your opportunity, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Henry, for Mr. Chapman, please restate your question for the man, please.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. What I said was, I explained to him about Bank of America had, when you go into any branch, they have saying they're offering you $50 extra, literally paying you $50 to take on a credit card. And what I was saying is that, is it possible, because I've noticed about 3-4 years ago, many banks weren't doing this, that now they're offering people $100, sometimes $50, sometimes $75, not all banks, but some banks, if you want to accept or take on a credit card. And of course, since we have the debit cards now, there's only like a dollar fee for somebody they can load on himself, and you can use it as a credit card and not necessarily like a debit card. But they have debit credit cards where they're not credit at all. You load money onto them, and the fee is only a dollar, and you don't really have to, and you could use it just like you would a MasterCard or Visa. You don't have to, you don't get billed $2, and you don't have to, have an extra charge and use it just like you do a credit card. But I noticed that now, I was wondering, they seem to want to pay people now to take to have credit cards, and they didn't do that a couple of years ago. And I was wondering, is it possible that there was a drop in the amount of people in general
That's a lengthy, Henry, that's a lengthy question. Yeah. Let me have my guest respond to that, please.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Bob?
Is he there?
Bob, are you still there?
Oh, I think you lost him. Bob?
Mr. Chapman.
Uh-oh. Something went wrong. Oh, boy.
He's there.
Okay. Mr. Chapman, are you there, sir? Are you there?
Oh, boy. Bob?
Bob, you there?
Oh, boy.
Bob?
You think somebody, you think the government or somebody's trying to be funny and they're knocking him off? Because, you know, they knocked him off the air 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They knocked all you guys off, just like they did William Cooper, except William Cooper used to do it every damn week.
And it's rather fascinating. He emailed me his newsletter 4 different times through my Hotmail account, and it did not come in.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they don't want nobody having that thing.
Well, this is a guy that's doing a lot of damage out there simply.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, simply because, Henry, that, you know, he's putting out what's really going on in the housing markets, with the banks, with the credit lines. One of the questions that I have for him, and when he gets back here, I'm going to ask him, how important, along the lines of what you were saying, how important is this for them to keep handing out this credit? And how that plays into the scenario. If people are, in fact, using their credit cards less to maintain their standard of living, I mean, I knew things were going to Hades in a handbasket when I saw people using charge cards in grocery stores and actually financing their next week's groceries. That gets pretty bad. The dependency that people have on credit out there is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, let me tell you something else. It was, before he comes back, I want to tell you something weird. I like what happened in 1929. I don't believe in putting a lot of my money in any bank, okay? Because that's what they do. If you have thousands of dollars in there, they can cut it off, and that's how you had the part of the thing that caused the depression, because people couldn't access their money. But to make a long story short, I just opened up a small bank account, savings, just mainly just to cash checks, okay? So I took some of the money out of it. Here's what happened. I overlooked and I had a negative balance. I want to tell you something weird. I had a negative balance. I straightened it out, but it was a negative balance in savings for like about $8 maybe, something like that. I mean, you know, went down because I was away. When I came there and make a deposit, the teller said, oh, you know, she punched him everything in the computer. You've just been approved for a credit card for $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, wait a minute. I said, I got a negative balance of so-and-so-and-so, and now you're telling me you're approved for a credit card, and she wants to know whether I want it or not. Now, and that was Bank of America. So I don't know what's going on. Everything he says in his newsletter is right, but there's either American people either are not using credit cards like they used to. I think the debit card, like Netspend and some of that, may have something to do with it, because what I thought, like for instance, like personal checks, for instance, personal checking accounts, not business. People are afraid to take them anymore or won't bother with them because they may have to wait. If they make a new order, it takes 2-3 weeks or two weeks to clear or whatever. So the credit card, if you're ordering something, a catalog or something, more or less it gets paid right away. Now, because you have the debit card, which is either Visa or MasterCard, debit card, they have ones that you could use as a credit card. So you could use a debit card like if you're doing an ATM, but you could use it as a credit card where you sign just like a credit card and the fee is only $1.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your money and load it onto that card, maybe for a small fee, and get the thing cashed and paid and receive what you want to receive through the mail or whatever, just like you would if you had a Visa or Master card. And so I'm wondering, maybe that market may have something to do with it, because now people don't even have to. They could use credit cards without owing anything. They just put a couple $100 or $100 onto a MasterCard or Visa debit card, which could be used as either one.
All right, we have Mr. Chapman back online. Mr. Chapman, what happened to you, sir?
Well, first of all, that never happens. And second of all, I think we can thank our government.
Yeah.
Bob, are they that desperate to shut you up?
I think they are.
Well, I know that they've tampered with the emails, because I know that you have attempted to email your newsletter over to me today on 4 different occasions. And I have never known you to be knocked off the phone lines before, but they seem to be a little bit desperate. Evidently, they don't like what you're saying out there, sir.
Well, I do not want the people to know the truth.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Bob, and this is kind of on what Henry in Connecticut was saying here. How important is it for the banks to keep pushing this credit? How does this relate to the workings of the financial institutions in this country? What happens when they're not able to push any more credit on the public out there?
Well, first of all, the public is not using as much credit in durables as previously. That would be automobiles, homes, furniture, washes and dryers, and things like that. That usage of credit has fallen. But credit card debt has risen, and it continues to rise, not as exponentially as it had before. But to some extent, the public has literally pulled their horns in on some kinds of use of credit. But the underlying problem is, number one, they don't have any savings. They don't have any money. They're probably 3 or 4 weeks away from bankruptcy if they lost their job. But yet they continue to use that credit card. So the banks and other lenders who issue credit cards, the reason they're so anxious for people to use them is they start them off with a special rate or a lower rate. And the minute you're late, the rate, bingo, goes up to 29.5% or whatever it is. And they make a tremendous amount of money that way.
Right.
And now, with the bankruptcy legislation, which we had 2 years ago.
Right.
Or if that's how long ago it was, you can't discharge that.
Right.
Unilaterally in bankruptcy. So they get an enormously good thing going, and that's why they push it.
All right, Henry. All right. I thank you for your call, sir.
But ask him why are they.
Okay. He dropped. All right. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
John and Bob. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Before the European Union was actually installed, right previously before that, what was the nation's debt? You know, per country. What were the country's debt to the bankers at that point?
Well, first of all, that would encompass the period from the late 1940s all the way into the 1970s. And I got a great memory, but I can't remember back when they had the European Common Market.
No, but the right before
what
the...
their debts were. But I will say this: that in Europe and in England, their debt was extremely reasonable, especially in Germany, because it was still in a recovery mode, and Germany didn't start to boom until the late 60s.
Well, how about right before the euro was put into existence?
Their debt, again, was small to reasonable.
Okay.
And this tremendous usage of debt didn't start until probably in 1994-95. And Central Europe doesn't have the credit card debt or other kinds of debt that England and the United States have. England, really, per capita, has more debt out than the United States does.
So England, Great Britain, you made out like a bandit when they did the euro, right?
Well, they still use the pound in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And I think they were smart to continue to do that because they haven't given up their sovereignty. That's the reason why they haven't switched. In Europe, just recently, about 3 to 4 weeks ago, Holland, and especially France and Italy, expressed their displeasure with the euro and said that the euro was ruining their economy. Germany didn't say anything, but it's ruining their economy more than anybody else because they're the ones with the balance of payment surplus that everybody else in the Eurozone is using to stay financially afloat.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
The problem with the euro and is this. They did it backwards. They should have formed a constitution and had a European Union that was legalized. They didn't do that. They're too greedy. They wanted world government much more quickly. And so what they did is they instituted the euro, and they went at it financially. The problem with the euro stands in just one place. There's one interest rate for all of those countries. And each one of those countries is in a different state of development. Ireland and Spain are booming. Germany and Portugal, just as an example, in the last 5 years, for all intents and purposes, their real estate hasn't gone up at all. Warehouses in the other parts of the Eurozone have gone up 30, 50, 100%. So if an interest rate of 5.25% is good for England, and 3.5% is good for the European Central Bank, which is the Euro system, that's one thing. But in Spain and Ireland, they might need interest rates of 6%, whereas in Germany and Portugal, they might need interest rates of 3%. It can never work. Never, ever, ever can work. And it's going to fly asunder. And that's why going to other currencies is not the answer, because they're all fiat. The strongest currency in the world is the Swiss franc.
They're just postponing. They're just postponing capitulation.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the capitulation that they look forward to is a one-world currency and a one-world bank, and you people can trade all your euros and dollars and in all of those other currencies that you have in for the new one-world currency. It will be called the uni or something like that. And I made that word up, incidentally. That sounds like a good one. And so that's what they're pursuing. But they've screwed the system up so bad, it's going to collapse on them. You know, all of this is not good. And the way to get around it, of course, is being in gold and silver-related assets, because they go up every day against all the currencies.
You know what?
So that's your answer.
Bob, I was going to ask you too, real quick, if I could, John.
Yes.
With the latest creativity that the banks are, they just come up with all kinds of new ideas. When they give us a credit card, let's say they put a limit on it of $10,000. I mean, I've got some that have said, "Yo, we'll give you $25,000 limit." You know, forget that. But can they write that down as a loan on the books and then loan out $250,000 on a $25,000 credit limit? Is that another incentive for them just to get people to sign up for credit cards?
It certainly is.
That's the purpose behind the fractional banking system. That's the purpose behind this whole credit card push.
Well, that and the profit that's involved.
It's been great talking to you as always.
When the house comes tumbling down, they're all going to go under.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's how important is it to them? What happens if people are not creating more debt out there, creating more of their fractionalized reserve banking credit? What happens, Bob, if people really scale back on these credit cards? They stop taking these offers. What is the first sign in the economy? Or in the banking system itself?
Well, first of all, their earnings would go down, and their source of a large part of their income would go down. And if overall people started to use just 25% less credit than they are, the economy would be in trouble, and the banks would too, because when you have the economy go down, you have people that don't or can't pay their bills. And so they can't pay off the credit cards, they can't pay off the cars, the house, etc. And who's holding all that? The banks are. So the banks are going to go down. Again, that's why you have gold and silver, particularly gold and silver coins.
Yeah, I've been watching. Everybody uses Kitco, the website, and I'm looking at their stories here. I'm also looking at the quote: "Gold ends higher, tallies 2-day gain of almost $7." And again, these prices are set every single day by the very same people, the international banksters that are controlling the fiat currencies around the planet. And, Bob, I'm trying to get my head around how this gold and how the price is being set and how it's inching back up toward that $700 mark again. They must do that, must they not?
Well, you have a physical market, the major one, which is in London, which is run by international bankers and always has been. The originator was, I think it was around 1668, where the Rothschild family, and they no longer are in the London gold pool. They relinquished their position. And for what reason, I don't know, but they have. And so that's the big physical market. And that's usually where institutions in India and in the Middle East, China, that's where they go to get their bullion.
All right, we got to take this break. 800-313-9443, one of the brightest people out there in the financial world, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know what you're supposed to do tomorrow or next week or next month or next year unless you have the facts and what's really going on. So we'll field any of your questions or comments at 800-313-9443 with Bob Chapman. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let us go back to the phones with my guest, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Chapman. It's the international forecaster We'll hear from Robbie Noel, I do believe, here in a couple minutes, and we've named packages after you, Bob, for the gold and silver. The gold and silver markets are starting to move again, despite their manipulation. And you'd said this before. Gold should actually be trading at three times the amount that it is right now, at the very least. Is that not correct? Is he still there? Bob, are you there? All right, it's happened to us again. All right, just clear the line and let him call back in on the other line. We'll keep doing this. Whoever is out there flipping the switch on the phone calls, that's fine. We will continue to reconnect him. Tell you what, let's go to Cliff. Do you have him? No, okay. Let's go to Cliff in Colorado. Hello, Cliff. We're going to tread water here for a few minutes while we reconnect with Bob Chapman.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I used to listen to Bob when silver was about $6, $7 an ounce, and I'm sure glad I did. I took his newsletter up 4 or 5 years ago and listened to what he had to say, and that's when I pulled my money out of my kids' college funds and Roth IRAs and my CDs and money market accounts and bought gold and silver.
Well, and I can remember Cliff back in the late 70s. Remember when they just had to jack up the interest rates to wring inflation out of the economy. And if you had credit cards out there, you folks remember this. You were paying 21-22% at times. It was that high, the interest on these cards. Basically, what they were trying to do, yeah, they were trying to slow down inflation, but they had too much money in circulation. But gold was trading at a couple of bucks at that time, and it was really fascinating to watch this. And this is not a current reflection. Now, it would seem as the dollar grows weaker, and it's only got 98%, it's lost actually 98% of its buying power, you would think that that would be reflecting in true silver and gold prices. But that is not the case. But I'm happy to hear that you took Mr. Chapman's advice and you actually doubled your money. Did
right.
you not?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm still buying to this day. I just buy monthly. I'm not, you know, I'm in the middle class, so I don't have a lot of money to spend on it, but I concentrate in that area for savings and for...
All right, I think we have... We have him back. this is interesting. They're going to have to give up because we're going to keep reconnecting. So they're going to have to keep bumping you off, and we'll have to keep treading water here.
Use another term.
Cliff in Colorado was saying that he read your newsletter several years ago. Cliff, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Just restate, if you would, for Mr. Chapman, because this is good stuff to hear, taking people's advice like this, like Bob Chapman's been putting out, an international forecaster.
Don't tell me it's another suicide.
No, not at all.
Hey, Bob. Oh, is this a break?
No. We've got about 45 seconds, so go ahead.
Oh, well, Bob, this is Cliff in Colorado. I took your newsletter 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm so glad I did because... I pulled out of the markets and the Roth IRAs and put it into gold and silver, and I'm glad I was able to get that information. One more quick note, your newsletter is not allowed in jails. I had a friend who was illegally arrested and put in jail before he was before his charges were dropped, and we took him some of your newsletters in at American Free Presses, and they wouldn't take him in. They denied him. Calling them that they were propaganda, so they're censoring them there too.
Propaganda, the truth about financial wrongdoings.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Cliff. I appreciate your call. Everybody stay tuned. 800-313-9443. We'll carry Mr. Chapman into the second hour of the National Intel Report.